Shel Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Shel.
Hello.
So you'd like to take a little look back at 2019?
I would.
And winter ephemera.
In case you were wondering, 2019 was indeed a very wet year. We had over 40 inches of rain at our place, which is almost 6 inches more than we've had ever before since we lived there,
wow,
which is 22 years. It was wet. And there were lots of indications of that. But there have been years that I thought were wet. But when I really looked back at the total, it really wasn't that different. It was just felt wet because we had a lot of days when it was kind of raining, mm-hmm, or drizzly or, you know, whatever. But it didn't really amount to that much. This year definitely amounted to a fair amount. So 7 of the 12 months of the year had more than 3 inches of rain, which is unusual. 5 of the last 6 months had more than 3 inches, and 4 of those had more than 4 inches. So this tells us that while it may have felt wet overall, that wetness was really concentrated towards the latter part of the year. Even though June felt kind of wet, still, that was kind of the beginning. And it really just kind of continued in a big way right up through November and even December. So for December, it was definitely wetter than normal. We had over 5 inches of precipitation in December.
That's precipitation.
That's precipitation.
So that would, if you took that snow and melted it.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Precipitation. That's the snow melted out so that you just have the precip. In terms of snow depth, at around the end of the first week in January was about, this year we had about 6 inches less snow on the ground than last year. So it's pretty close, the snow cover between this year and last year, mm, at this time of year. Snowfall isn't that different from last year, but precip was different, even though last year was on the high side too. So that's my comments about the past. Now we're in the present, and we're into that part of January that, for me, has these various aspects of winter that are particularly ephemeral. So one example of that are these birds that haven't appeared. So they're things that we think of as kind of regular, but then, whoa, they're not here. So they're really more ephemeral than we maybe come to think of them as. And then there are these little fun, ephemeral avian things that have been happening. I had someone report to me about a snow bunting that appeared by itself at their feeder just within the last couple of weeks. So what's that about? And we had, for the first time ever, so again, this isn't 1,000 years, but
22 years.
We had juncos appear in January at our place, and they're still with us. Started out as just maybe 2, but it's been as many as 8, and they're not always right in a full group, but they seem to be sticking around. I don't know if that will continue. I kind of expect that at some point they too will disappear. So some of those birds that we didn't see at what I would think of as the normal time are showing up later. I've heard reports of people with sparrows, which again is indicative of this year where we have all these seeds, all these seeds, and that's still this tremendous seed rain, even now coming out of the trees still. Of course, we can see it so easily because we have the snow, you know, and then we get some new snow and then you see more seeds.
Exactly.
So that's something in the ephemeral category that I don't think of as typically ephemeral, but definitely I'm reminded of that this year. Another is that this is the time of year when snow accumulates in the trees and on the woody vegetation and other vegetation too, in ways that we won't see at other times of the year, winter. And it lingers, it builds up and it lingers. The sun is so low angle still, has been and is still, and the temperatures are cool and the sun doesn't have much strength. So even when it's out full blast, you know, you might see some little drips here and there, but on a particularly, you know, warm day. But so the snow kind of builds up and creates sculptures on things now that we won't see eventually. February is when it really, in my view, begins to wane. And I came across recently something in Henry David Thoreau's journal that I thought captured this so beautifully. So I'm going to just read this because I think it does such a nice job of reminding me and, you know, all of us about this particular aspect of the ephemera of winter. So these are from Thoreau's journal in 1853. "Now is the time before the wind rises or the sun has shone to go forth and see the snow on the trees. The clouds have lifted somewhat, but are still spitting snow a little. The snow has fallen so gently that it forms an upright wall on the slenderest twig. The agreeable maze which the branches make is more obvious than ever, and every twig thus laden is as still as the hillside itself. The sight of the pure and trackless road, with branches and trees supporting snowy burdens, bending over it on each side, would tempt us to begin life again."
Perfectly describes it.
Yeah, captures that perfectly, and the just fleeting essence of it. It so quickly can disappear. It's easy to forget that it might not be here tomorrow. So don't take it for granted.
Right.
Enjoy it. Appreciate it.
Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods, and thank you for talking to us about 2019 and winter ephemera.
You're welcome.